closely have you been following the debt ceiling and budget cutting talks in Washington? Chances are not very close, not if you're like the average resident of Gloucester County, New Jersey, near the Pennsylvania border. That's where Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Murray went to find out what proposed budget cuts would mean for middle-class families. One resident, Chad Flexen, told her, "I can't see myself, being where I am, being that greatly affected by anything that gets passed in Washington." But what Murray found is that the debate in D.C. will have a profound impact on the incomes and lifestyles of middle-class Americans. And Sarah, start by telling us about Gloucester County. It has a median income of $69,000, but what's it like and why did you choose to go there?
So Gloucester County is a suburb of Philadelphia. It's really fast growing, growing at about three times the rate of New Jersey as a whole. That's partly because a lot of people moved there for the housing opportunities. The area has really been expanding, and because of that, the schools and the services provided have been expanding. We chose that area because it seemed kind of like a quintessential middle-class neighborhood. The median income is a little bit higher than the national average. You have a lot of parents who, you know, own homes, two cars, a dog, and have, you know, the quintessential American dream for their families. They want to send their kids to college, have them get a good education, and one day, you know, buy their own homes and their own cars.
And what did you find among these people? Are they tuning in to this debate over the debt ceiling and what changes to it might mean to them?
You know, the very interesting thing about these people is they're all aware that there's this fight going on in Washington about the debt ceiling, but most of them don't really think that it will impact them at all. They don't see government in their daily lives, and so when they look at the idea that, you know, government's going to come to some solution to fix the deficit, they're not really concerned that that's going to have an impact on them.
But you found that many families that you met there, like most middle-class Americans, have benefited from programs that may be cut as part of the budget negotiations. You've tabulated some of this, so tell us some of the programs you looked at.
So a lot of these programs are things that we don't think about on a day-to-day basis. So the middle class, for example, gets a lot of tax benefits, exclusions, deductions, things like that. So, for example, the mortgage interest deduction, you get to deduct the interest that you pay on your home.
Also child care deductions, health care flex spending accounts, those all add up, right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the biggest one in the tax code would be not having to pay taxes on the health care that your employer provides for you. That's a huge amount of lost revenue for the federal government. It was about $160 billion worth in 2010.
And to one family you met there, it was they estimated $20,000 a year. So imagine if they had to pay taxes on that $20,000 like it was earnings.
And that's one of the things they didn't really think about. When you say, how is the government at play in your life, they don't think about that. But when you say, what would your life be like if the government taxed this extra $20,000, that was much more concrete. They said, well, we would absolutely have to think harder about how we were spending elsewhere because that would be an increase in our overall taxes.
As you point out, both President Obama and the Republican leadership make a point of saying they're not targeting the middle class. But the reality is, to balance the budget just by raising taxes on the rich would require the rich to be taxed at 76%. That sounds untenable. So they're going to have to do some of these cuts toward the middle class. And yet it sounds to me that you met many families who didn't understand that calculation.
Of course. Politicians never want to walk outside and say, you know, our middle class voters, you guys are a very important constituency, and so we're going to raise your taxes and we're going to take away your services. That's not something we're hearing from politicians. But when you run the numbers, there's really no way that you can do a true deficit reduction deal of the scope, you know, that we're going to eventually need to without hitting the middle class. And that's partly because of all of these tax breaks they get, and partly because of the programs that are growing and spending so exponentially. So, you know, Social Security is going to be a lot more expensive, and Medicare will be a lot more expensive as the population ages. And these are benefits, as we all know, most middle-class families rely on.
A quarter of the families in the county you visited get Social Security. There are also Medicare and Medicaid recipients. Talk about those three programs and what they do for people in the county and what cuts would mean.
Sure. The thing about those programs is we tend to think about them as cuts down the road. So a lot of people think, for example, you know, Social Security and Medicare might not be around when I'm older, but I'm saving for that. Well, then you ask them, well, what would happen, you know, if the cuts came earlier rather than later? What if your parents had to add up some time before they could retire? And that's when it really hits home. A lot of them say, you know, if they had to work longer, we're not sure if they would be able to, or if their benefits got cut, they may not be able to afford their mortgage and they may have to sell their home and move in with me. And that's where you start to realize that even sort of nicks around the edges of these programs can have a trickle-down effect. So for a while, we heard in Congress they were talking about recalculating the way you figure out cost of living adjustments for Social Security and also applying that to the tax code. Well, it turns out, you know, that would not only decrease Social Security checks in the future, but a lot of that extra tax revenue that you would get from changing the way that's calculated would come out of the pockets of middle-class families.
Let's dive into housing for a moment. And what changes to the mortgage interest rate deduction, if that were to happen to help bring the budget into balance, what that might mean in a place like Gloucester County in New Jersey or other nicks around the edges, as you say, to housing benefits?
Well, we know that, you know, for a lot of middle-class families, the biggest expense they have is their home, and that was definitely true of the families that I was speaking to in New Jersey. In this county, for example, the home ownership rate is about 80%. Nationwide, it's about 67%. So owning a home in this county is a big deal. It's a very popular decision. It's a reason that a lot of people move there. And so in that sense, the deduction is a big deal. For a lot of these families, we were talking about $8,000 or $9,000 deduction each year, and so that's a big change to your taxes. And they relied on that to sort of help them afford their homes. Now, right now, the mortgage interest deduction isn't on the table in our current round of talks. It seemed to be breaking down a little bit, but that doesn't mean that it won't be in the future. Ultimately, we have to deal with the big things, which are the entitlements and the tax code and stuff like that, and that might be stuff that's left until, you know, after the 2012 election.
The hard stuff after the election.
Yes.
Where do the congressmen in this community stand on that? Are they explaining this to their constituents?
You know, in part, I think the congressmen don't really know what's going to be coming out of this deficit deal. But, you know, no, they're not going after their constituents and saying, get ready to tighten your belts. There's a Republican congressman in this district, and there's a Democratic congressman. And, of course, the Republican congressman doesn't want to raise taxes, and the Democratic congressman doesn't want to cut back on really important services for his constituents. That's just emblematic of the fight we're having all throughout Congress.
Wall Street Journal economics reporter Sarah Murray went to one place, Gloucester County, New Jersey, to try to understand what budget talks will mean for the middle class. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.